As the Suns-Timberwolves game got underway last night on TNT,
Suns control the tip.
Ian Eagle encapsulated how Suns fans felt.
Phoenix had championship dreams when this season started. They are in an 0-3 hole in the opening round of the playoffs.
By the fourth quarter last night, the game and the playoff series against the Timberwolves felt like a microcosm of the whole Suns season as the game became out of reach for the Suns.
And Edwards gets it into the forecourt, goes right to the rim and jams it with both hands. Anthony Edwards, 40 points on the night. And the Suns are down six with 19.5 seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, a few minutes later, John Bloom brought us the final call on Arizona Sports.
Hands it to Conley. He'll dribble it out, throw it ahead, and that's going to do it. Timberwolves win it, 122 to 116.
Yeah, and the Suns got swept. After the game last night, Dan Bickley wrote this at ArizonaSports.com. The Suns did not rally the valley. They did not end up in a winner's circle or a victory parade. They ended up in a dustpan. What a disgrace. Good riddance to one of the most unsatisfying seasons and unlikable teams in franchise history. Whew. As fans look for someone to blame, what changes will we see in the offseason, which, of course, began just hours ago for the Suns? KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross joins us. And you told us a little while ago that another coaching change could be coming, and that's because the Suns aren't really in a position to change players, right?
No, I mean, the sports people, they think it's possible. At least Vogel's job, Frank Vogel, the head coach's job, may be in peril. A lot of the national people think it is, too. But he's only been here a year. He said before the game yesterday that he was confident he'll be back because he has the support of the owner, Matt Ishbia.
Yeah, but, you know, when your two top players combine for the vast majority of your team's, you know, field goals, and then you end up losing this game. It sounds like with all the talent they got on the floor, it might be that, you know, somebody's not directing the talent where the talent needs to go.
Yeah, I think the team's certainly disappointed. Coaches, the players are, the fans certainly are. Surprising in, really, to be swept. I mean, Minnesota's a quality basketball team. They're good. There's no shame in losing a series to them, but to be swept out in four games shocked a lot of the people who, you know, follow the NBA closely. But Minnesota is one of several teams in the West that are they're good, and they're going to be really good for a few years. Oklahoma City is another one. Dallas, New Orleans, Denver, of course, perennial, you know, championship possibly team.
What's so crushing to the fans, Jim, is knowing and seeing so much potential out there on the floor for their team and them not delivering. I mean, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, the people that follow this closely, that they were pretty up and down this year. I mean, they had great moments. They were erratic at times. You know, they were close last night, losing by 6 points. They had a six-point lead. The most lead they had last night was 6 points.
Yeah.
Now they're out of the playoffs. Minnesota moves on. You know, the Suns last year made it all the way to Western Conference semifinals. So to go out in the first round surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, and Matt Ishbia has paid a lot for a lot of great talent.
And gave up a lot of draft picks.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, we're kind of in a position where you can't really change players a whole lot. Yeah. I mean, I guess you can do some trading and whatnot, but so I think that's why a lot of people are pointing towards the top is a change. And I don't mean ownership, I mean coaching, right?
Yeah, I'll have to check on this with the sports. I don't think the Suns have a first round pick based on some of the trades they made until 2030.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they gave up the house for a lot of players.
Wow. Yeah, all right. So what you're saying is things aren't going to get a whole lot better a lot faster. Yeah, you never know, though.
You never know.
They might finally gel. Yeah. There's always hope, right?